You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Whew, I feel like I played a game. Exhausted from last night. Got a big game coming up tonight, Thursday Night Football, Rams and Seahawks. We'll recap the heroics from the Dodgers. Chris Taylor with a walk-off home run last night as the Dodgers move on to face the San Francisco Giants. Welcome to the program. We'll talk to the voice of the Dodgers, Charlie Steiner, a little bit later on. Pro Football Focus, Steve Palazzolo will join us a little bit later on. One of the two teams, the Rams and Seahawks, are pretenders, according to Pro Football Focus. We'll talk to Steve about that coming up. We'll have a play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. Make sure you visit danpatrick.com. A lot of great gift ideas there. If you got a dog, a puppy, two different sizes of Penny's Bang Biscuits, bite-sized treats. These have been a hit. I mean, I'm not surprised. I shouldn't be surprised, but part of me is a little bit because we didn't know. We didn't know how good they were going to be, but they're handmade from scratch, these biscuits, all healthy, all natural ingredients. 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales will be given back to handpicked partners in the pet industry. Named after Penny, a rescue. And, of course, I have my puppy in here, Winnie, a rescue as well. Go to danpatrick.com and pick up a bag. Let us know what you think. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. A shout-out to Peacock, our streaming partners, and our radio affiliates around the country. Postseason heroes can come anywhere, from anywhere, in baseball. Not sure many people predicted that Chris Taylor was going to be the hero last night for the Dodgers. Not many people knew that Chris Taylor was on the Dodgers nationally. But Taylor hit a walk-off home run. L.A. slips by the Cardinals, that one-game playoff. It was a feeling of you knew that one of these two teams was obviously going to lose, and they had had unbelievable seasons. Like, it didn't seem fair. But that, we're looking at the end result as opposed to at the beginning of the year. If I said to Cardinal fans, hey, you're going to be in a one-game playoff, you're going to sign up for that? You probably would. Dodger fans, not so much. But 106 wins, one game, not fair. Well, it's not fair because 106 games. Is it going to be fair next year when it's two teams that may not be on the national scale? Yeah. Nobody's going to care about it as much. But we did last night. Cardinals, an unbelievable last couple of months of the season. By the way, Taylor made the All-Star game last year, but he had been on the bench. He struggled toward the end of the season. He had health issues, but he stepped up in a big moment last night. Here is his manager, Dave Roberts, on his heroics.
I think just to put it simply is the game honors you. He wanted to be in there tonight, but he was ready when called upon. And he prepares like no other. And so to come in and make a really nice play defensively that doesn't really show up in the box score, and to pop out his first at bat, but to kind of be present in a moment and execute a plan and put a good swing. That's why he's our Campanella recipient this year. That's why he's one of the leaders on this club.
Taylor became just the fifth player in postseason history to hit a walk-off home run in a winner-take-all game. Dodger fans got to be pumped, but also I think you got to feel relieved because the team was way too good to be in a situation where it could be one and done. And now they get to battle the team in baseball, the only team that had more wins than them, the Giants. And the great thing about baseball is we have no idea who's going to step up in this series and be the hero in what should be a classic playoff series. By the way, this isn't Taylor's first moment in the spotlight. 2017, he was the MVP of the NLCS. The thing that stood out, aside from Taylor's walk-off home run, he had hit one other walk-off home run in his career. That was 2018 against the Rockies. I'm always nervous, curious about the Dodgers' bullpen because we know they have still have some pretty good starting pitching. But I always worry about that bullpen, the back end. The Dodgers' bullpen has thrown 15 and one-third scoreless innings, allowing six hits, two walks, while striking out 22 of the 55 batters they've faced. So since giving up six runs to the Rays in Game 4 of last year's World Series, the Dodgers' bullpen has been pretty reliable in the postseason. We'll see if that continues with a Giants team that has a lot of pitching, and they seem to be pushing all the right buttons there. Charlie Steiner will join us, the voice of the Dodgers, a little bit later on. This program brought to you by Panini America. You're going to love the cards that you get, the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats. There's only one place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, instant classic. Get your Chris Taylor card. What's it worth now?
Hot, hot, hot.
Autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, hottest rookie cards. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. The Chicago Bears have named their starting quarterback. It's Justin Fields. Boy, talk about a flip-flop. What happened Monday and then what happened subsequently the last 2 days? Andy Dalton's healthy and he's going to be our starter. To yesterday, Matt Nagy, the Bears head coach, said Justin Fields is our quarterback. Now, this is what I want to know, and you got to stake your claim now. Is it a good idea for Justin Fields to play because that offensive line isn't good? Or should they keep Andy Dalton in there and let him take the slings and arrows from the opposition? Plus, you got to look at the schedule here. I would not have Justin Fields in there right now. We love change. We love something new. Got to get him in there. We know what Andy Dalton can do. We know what Nick Foles can do. Justin Fields, oh, he's going to be exciting. Okay. I mean, he's going in, and I'm looking at the schedule here. You got the Raiders. You got Green Bay. You got Tampa Bay. You got San Francisco, Pittsburgh's defense, Baltimore's defense. All of that coming up for Justin Fields. You're a below-average team, and you're going to be facing these defenses. I mean, you can say what you want about the Steelers' offense, still a good defense. The Niners, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, Baltimore. I mean, even the Raiders. You know, that front with the Raiders. So, hey, Justin Fields, come on in and run around. Okay, that's what he did before, and then he got hit. At least Andy Dalton knows what his limitations are. Justin Fields is going to try to make a play out of everything. And it doesn't work that way in the NFL. This felt like the GM, Ryan Pace. Now, he's the one that said, hey, we're going to draft Justin Fields. He was going to get fired last year, it felt like. Matt Nagy. It feels like they're just going, how do we keep our jobs here? Put in Fields. Just put in Fields. Draft a quarterback. You know, then they can't fire us because we drafted that quarterback. Okay, good luck with that philosophy. But it feels like this is – Matt Nagy's the one sort of hanging out to dry here. Not the GM, because you know who's going to get blamed. Matt Nagy is going to get blamed if this doesn't go well. Yes, Seton.
It's interesting how split the media is still on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because – if you put on one channel, it's like the Bears finally got it right. Justin Fields is QB1, and they're all excited about it. And then you flip the channel to the other station, and they're like, you can't start this kid. You're going to get him killed.
Killed.
Okay. Well, I don't know if he'll get killed.
Literally dead.
I would not start him.
It's not a good joke. I don't like that.
I would not start him. These defenses coming up, I would wait a while. If I could wait until, you know, maybe four or five more games, you play Detroit. Let him get some confidence, but with these defenses, I just think it's they don't have weapons. They've lost their running back for what, 4 weeks?
5 weeks. David Montgomery is playing great.
Yeah, so now you lose him. I just don't like this. Maybe he plays great, but I want him to play great for me for the next 5 years, not for the next 5 weeks. Yeah, McClellan.
I like the way it works out for Andy Dalton. 5 weeks, no David Montgomery. Then they have a bye week 10. Then if Fields struggles, Baltimore week 11, who Andy, for some bizarre reason, completely owns the Ravens.
Well,
always has.
When he was with the Bengals.
Yeah, I know, but it's weird. Like, he can't play like that against anybody. So then Detroit, Arizona, oh, then the schedule gets easy.
I don't care about Andy Dalton.
Well, of course, nobody does except for me.
No, nobody does. This is about Justin Fields, the decision to play him.
There's a lot of NFL writers on Twitter who really sold out to play Justin Fields from day one, like really hard this offseason. Will any of them take it back?
No. They want what's new. You got to get Trey Lance in. We know what Jimmy Garoppolo is. Like, Ben, get rid of Ben. Well, who are you putting in? Put in Haskins. No, we've already seen Haskins. We don't. Mason Root. No, we don't need to see that. Duck Devlin. No, we don't need to see that. We want what's new. And while it's nice, And it's a great storyline and, you know, may help your fantasy team. It's not prudent, in my opinion. You know, you put these guys in there. Yeah, you learn on the job. Some do and some don't. And I know everybody's going, well, Aaron Rodgers didn't start and Tom Brady didn't start. I know Patrick Mahomes. I know. Oh, John Elway started. Peyton Manning started. You can find one on one side of the aisle and you can find a group on the other side of the aisle. I would not play Justin Fields right now. We talked about the offensive line. You know, somehow we look at the Jets and Jags and go, boy, that's a bad offensive line. The Bears are right there with them. And I think that Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson might have more weapons than Justin Fields has with the Bears. But we don't factor that in. It's like, you got to get the new quarterback in there. Okay, you're not going anywhere. You're not going to make the playoffs. Now, you might say that's the reason to put him out there. I want to make sure that we make the playoffs next year. I don't want anything to happen to Justin Fields. But I don't need the rush to put him in there. Even with Trevor Lawrence, I know it sounded crazy, but I said I wouldn't have him in there playing right now. And this is before the Urban Meyer situation. Now, I would have had Gardner Minshew. I would have let Trevor Lawrence observe the game. And at times he looks overwhelmed. Zach Wilson, they don't even have a legitimate backup quarterback there. And he looked lost those first couple of weeks there. You're going to have pockets where you go, moments where you go, oh my God, that guy's unbelievable. Okay, and then you're going to have moments where you go, what the heck is going on? I said this about Josh Allen. First 2 years, there were times I didn't think he knew how to play the position. And it's not that he wasn't talented. It's just he seemed lost out there. And he has made an incredible turnaround there and played well at an MVP level. You know, it's just not that easy. Dak Prescott's plugged into a place. They went 13-3 with a great running game, and they had a great offensive line. That helps you. Well, Justin Fields doesn't have that. Trevor Lawrence, if I put them in Dallas's offense, I'd like their chances a whole lot better. If I put Dak Prescott with the Bears, how do you think Dak Prescott's doing? He would be average. It's a team game, but we focus on the quarterback. But when you focus on that team and then you realize it doesn't matter who's your quarterback. It just doesn't because of the supporting cast, the offensive line, offensive coordinator. You know, with Justin Fields, I don't have any confidence in Matt Nagy with calling plays because what he did to Justin Fields his first game bordered on criminal. Like, it just didn't make any sense. And there's former quarterbacks who were saying the same thing. Like, you're watching going, what is he doing? Yeah, Paul.
But you guys have to look at the Bears and the Bears franchise differently than most teams with the quarterback position. They're going in their second century of looking for a great quarterback. That's not a joke. They're 100 years in looking for an all-star quarterback. And Bears fans think they were too patient with Justin Fields. They wanted him week one after that good preseason game. Remember we came in that Monday, that preseason? They thought, oh, we got to get him in week one, two, three, October at the latest.
Yep. Well, be careful what you ask for.
And also, a lot of fans were pointing out media in Chicago yesterday. Look what happened with Justin Herbert last year. He was going to be, they were going to be patient, the Chargers.
Yeah.
And then Tyrod Taylor gets the shot, goes out week two, and they stuck with him. They can't point like, look what can happen, look what can happen.
But at least the Chargers have some weapons. And you got a good defense there. Now, and they needed to bolster the line, and that's why Justin Herbert is, you know, kind of taking that next step. I think people thought he overachieved last year. I didn't think he was ready. Had a source who said, you know what, they're going to bring him along slowly, and they need to. And then all of a sudden he stepped in, and there was magic there. You got to have some other pieces in there too. And Justin Fields does not have that. Trevor Lawrence doesn't have that. Zach Wilson doesn't have that. Yeah, McLevin.
Yeah, Keenan Allen, like a guy like that really helps a young quarterback. I don't know that there's a guy like that on the Bears.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come up with a poll question. It's a Los Angeles-based, for you LA sports fans, a poll question. We'll have that for you coming up. Charlie Steiner a little bit later on, the Dodgers play-by-play boys for KLAC. Pro Football Focus will preview tonight's Rams-Seahawks game. And, boy, talk about a spicy Thursday night. That's great. All right, we'll take a break here. Just getting started, coming up on 16 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn, which is amazing. In fact, even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So when it comes to Discover, you get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. That's discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Settle on a poll question. Phone calls are always welcome. So are emails, tweets, all the above. Rams at Seahawks coming up tonight. Tough turnaround for the Rams. Russell Wilson, fresh off his 100th career win on Sunday.
Oh, Russ.
Buffalo at Kansas City, Sunday night on NBC. Yikes. Last year, 14-point and 9-point win by Kansas City over Buffalo. Patrick Mahomes had a passer rating of 128 and 5 touchdowns, no picks, sacked twice. And if Buffalo's going to win this, got to put some heat on Patrick Mahomes, which seems pretty obvious. Cleveland at the Chargers, sneaky great. Paulie came up with some numbers here, and it has to do with Patrick Mahomes, or Baker Mayfield Jr. III, and another quarterback. So if I look at the number of games played so far between Baker Mayfield and this other quarterback, Baker has played 50 games. The other quarterback started 54. Baker's now 50 games. He started 49 of those 50. Mitchell Trubisky, 54 games. He started 50. Baker has won 26 of his 49 games. The other quarterback, 29 of his 50. So a significantly larger winning percentage. As far as the numbers go, completion percentage, Baker is 62%. The other quarterback is 64%. Passing touchdowns, 77 for Baker, 64 for the other. Interceptions, 45 for Baker, 37 for the other quarterback. The other quarterback is Mitchell Trubisky. And the Bears didn't keep him. I know it seems like a foregone conclusion that the Browns are going to extend Baker Mayfield. I would wait. You know what happens? He gets elevated because of these commercials. Like, it just feels like, wow, that's a star quarterback. You know, Saquon Barkley, same way. He's not a star performance-wise, and Baker's not a star performance-wise. Now, he's got charisma, doing these commercials, but I don't know if he's a great quarterback. Is he a good quarterback? Can he be a very good quarterback? Can he be a consistent quarterback? Because that might be the difference between the Browns, how far they go in the playoffs. Because you got a good defense here. You got a good running attack, great running attack. You still have some impact players. I'm not the biggest Odell Beckham fan. Jarvis Landry I like. But are you going to be dangerous? And Baker might just be a good quarterback. Because I think we look at quarterbacks and goes, is he the next Aaron Rodgers? Is he the next Patrick Mahomes? No, nobody is. They're going to be something. Josh Allen's going to be something different at that position. Lamar Jackson, something different at that position. I don't know what his ceiling is. But if you look at the numbers here so far, those are just better than average numbers. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them, but the numbers lie sometimes. What do you do in a big game? What do you do in a big moment? That's the most important thing. And if you have a situation where you shut down the Browns' running game, and now you say to Baker, throw it 35, 40 times, let's see if you can beat us. I mean, that would be the philosophy, but it'll be hard to shut down that running game. You have two very good running backs there. Yes, McLovin.
Is it in a different grading scale for a Cleveland Browns quarterback? Because Baker took over a team that really never wins. And now that they beat the Steelers in the playoffs last year. So I think, Chicago can roll out anybody and win 9 games literally anybody.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about, do you want to extend Baker Mayfield?
Right, okay. But, I mean, comparing to Trubisky seems a little unfair because Trubisky, like, played really good and then sort of dipped, where Mayfield seems to be going up a little bit. At least last year he was really good.
I wasn't being that serious about this, Andy. I mean,
it feels like you're asking, who would you rather have, Baker Mayfield or Mitchell Trubisky? That's what it feels like.
But I'm not doing that.
I think you're saying that Baker Mayfield feels like a star, but he's got good quarterback numbers.
Yes. There's nothing dynamic about his numbers. That's what I'm trying to point out. If you're saying, who would you take, Baker Mayfield or Mitchell Trubisky, I would take Baker Mayfield.
No, it's not. That's
okay,
get out there.
You would do that. There is someone in this room who does not exactly feel that way.
Hey, Paulie, would you take Mitchell Trubisky or Baker Mayfield?
To me, it's a coin flip. I think if you put Mitch Trubisky on a team with two all-pro running backs and the top three defense, he'd be pretty good. You know, if you look at his stats, he's one of the best Bear quarterbacks, made two postseasons. I know it didn't work out there, but that's like what you said. They couldn't sign him for 5 years, $200 million. The Bears couldn't do that.
Yeah, I just don't know what are the expectations on Baker Mayfield. And I wonder, because he has star power, he's in these commercials, that the ceiling seems higher than is realistic. That's all. I don't know if he can win games for you. Like game on the line. He's not afraid. I mean, there are a lot of traits that he has that I really like. But it's almost like that. And he's got that chip on his shoulder that, he had in college and kept it there. And it served him well. But to get into the NFL, you can have a chip on your shoulder, but you got to perform. If he had two touchdown passes in four games, and maybe, Kevin Stefanski is not asking him to do that, but at some point you're going to have to do that. If you play Buffalo, if you play Kansas City, they played Kansas City. He had a moment there at the end of the game, and then he threw the interception. But they could have won that game. Like, I'm waiting for that moment. I'm waiting for that moment from Baker Mayfield. But you're going to sign him up. You're going to spend $40, $45 million a year on Baker Mayfield. And the only other option is you release him, which I don't understand this philosophy with negotiations with quarterbacks. Is Baker Mayfield worth what these other quarterbacks are worth? The answer is no. Hey, next guy up. How about some financial sanity where you go, you know what? We think he's a $22 million a year guy. Oh, you don't like it? All right. I don't want to cripple my franchise by spending that kind of money unless I am absolutely sure. Go back to, with Dak Prescott. And I kept saying, Jerry Jones, you're a billionaire, but you're not smart. Now, when it comes to this situation, sign Dak now because you can sign him for $34 million a year. What happened? He waited. Now you can say, well, Jerry's got all that money. Okay. He's the brilliant businessman. I'm just saying, I'm an average guy and not a smart guy and not a good businessman. But, sign him. Sign him now if you truly believe in him. And, it cost them. But it's cost you with the salary cap. That's the key. And how you build that team. I mean, the reason why Seattle had an opportunity to go to Super Bowls was because you found Russell Wilson. Now you have to pay him. Now it's trickier trying to build a dynasty, maintain a dynasty. Not everybody's Tom Brady. These situations. And I think that's where it's really hard to keep a team together at that level, because guys are going to want their money. And I'm not going to get it here. I'm going to go elsewhere. I mean, they don't have any loyalty. All right, our L.A. sports fan poll question, McLevin.
Okay, if you could pick one team to win a title, who would it be? The Lakers, the Dodgers, the L.A. Rams, or the L.A. Chargers?
You can pick not who we think will win, but an L.A. sports fan gets to pick who would they want to win a title this year.
The Dodgers just won last year. The Lakers won, 14, 15 months ago? It's been a long time. For the Chargers, never. Rams, forever. Clippers, never.
No.
But which, if you're an all-purpose LA sports fan, who do you think's going to win this poll?
Well, I think it doesn't matter how many times the Dodgers win a World Series or Lakers win the NBA title, that they would probably side with one of those two. I mean, the Rams may not. I don't know if they. The Rams don't jump up over the Dodgers and Lakers. Clippers. I mean, Chargers are interesting. You know, it's not where you go, you know what, we just had a title. We're okay. We don't need one for a little while. That's not the way it works. Paulie did that with the Cubs. He's like, we don't have to win one, another one in my lifetime.
I did.
Lakers and Dodgers, I don't think it works that way. Yeah, Seton.
It kind of feels like the Lakers and the Dodgers are 1A and 1A.
Yeah.
They're both 1A over everybody.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Chargers are a nice story. You just don't have that fan base because you've taken San Diego's football team. Clippers, they're the Clippers. I guess, you know, the Rams, it feels like there's interest there, curiosity there. You got talent there. You got Matthew Stafford. You got a new stadium. You host the Super Bowl. But I don't think that they jump ahead of the Dodgers or Lakers. Yeah, McClubbin.
What if you reword the poll? If you're a 10-year-old fan, you got to pick one team to really go all in. And does that make the Chargers a more interesting option?
So now we're gearing our poll question to a 10-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like which team has a brighter future? Because LeBron's getting old. The Lakers, you know, they could.
All those little tykes are just waking up.
They're probably, you know, having their cereal, watching SportsCenter and going to school.
You know, the 10-year-olds, they might be, who all we know, they're soccer fans, probably, like the future. That's when you pick your fandom for life, like Todd with the Broncos.
Yeah, but nobody picks their fandom for life anymore. They just love players. It's uniform. You know, it's about fantasy. I don't know if it's about fan loyalty. Todd, you sort of have a Dodgers shirt on today.
It's our Dan Patrick Show traffic shirt.
I know.
That I love.
I know. It's a Dodger-related.
It is Dodger-related. It's a 2 days in a row Dodger-related.
I know.
It's a completely random logo. It's just a shirt about traffic.
That's a good point.
Any reference to...
It's got red lines and a baseball.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Yesterday, there was a very strong reaction to you wearing a Dodger jersey.
That's unfortunate. I like the Dodgers uniform. And, you know, I like to dress up when certain teams, if we have a guest on or if there's a certain team that's in the news, I'll throw that on. But I can understand the Dodger or Astro hatred, why that would present a problem.
Yes.
But I also haven't been a huge Astro fan since like the mid, late 80s, early 90s. So.
Yeah, but since they got caught cheating, you certainly haven't spoken about the Astros.
Have I distanced myself?
Yes,
a little
you
bit
have. Yes, you have, Todd. Yes, you have. Lucas in Texas. Hi, Lucas. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. How you doing?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, I'm calling to, you know, it's the first day of the Astros postseason. Being a diehard fan down here, you know, we're ready to gear up with our favorite Danette that is part of the crowd. Very inappropriately dressed, I would say, right now. But, hey, you know what? He's not the Danette we deserve, but he's the one, you know, the one that we get. But hey, in that spirit, for Todd, I want, you know, to get his Astro cred back up. We've got a good little game. I can read off a couple of names and we'll say, is this an Astro now or an Astro not? Are they actually on the Astros right now?
Okay.
Do you think Todd could answer half of these?
I'm in trouble.
I'm going to say no.
Let's see. All right, I'll start with an easy one. George Springer.
No longer an Astro.
That is correct. He's an Astronaut. Went to the Blue Jays last year. All right, next one, Kevin Bass.
Kevin Bass, I know from 1986, so once an Astro, but now Astronaut.
There we go, Astronaut. Okay, how about Jake Odorizzi?
Ooh, that's a tricky one. I'm going to say he is currently an Astro.
He's had a great year so far. Happy with him. Is he Astro now?
Isn't Odorizzi, aren't they running commercials for Odorizzi right now to clean up your psoriasis?
Todd, what position does he play?
He's an infielder.
He's close. He I mean, pitchers technically are in the infield.
He is in the infield.
Technically plays in the
infield. He is in the infield.
All how right. About, okay.
How about one last one? J.R. Richard.
Oh, J.R. Richard, yeah. Number 50, who had the stroke. We love J.R. Richard. He's an Astro nut, but he's one of my all-time favorites.
An Astro nut, technically, but hey, we lost him this year earlier. He's an Astro forever. We love him. Dan, I'd love to chat with you more about the cheating one day. I think you're a little wrong, but hey, we love Fritzy. He did a great job today. Let's go Strohs. Let's go win it.
Go Strohs.
All righty. Thank you, Lucas.
Todd crushed that.
Yeah, you did. Name.
I can't. I'm not up on the Astros the way I once was. I still want the Astros to do well, and I still consider myself an Astro fan, but it's sad that I can't rattle off the names of current
players. Let me take away Correa and Altuve.
Justin Verlander.
No, he's not on the team.
Yeah, but...
If not, then you have to take off this shirt.
But it's not a Dodger shirt.
I know, but name one other Astro.
Name one other. I can't name like the 86 Astros.
No. Just one, Todd.
Altuve.
No, I said take away Altuve and Correa.
I got no Altuve or Correa. Yikes.
Do you know the manager?
It was A.J. Hinch.
Oh, my God.
Dusty Baker.
Okay. Damn. You're stuck in the 80s.
I really
dude.
Am. I am. It's terrible.
Like everything about you is stuck in the 80s. But you love to fly the colors of the Astros, Broncos.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. Do you still have a VCR?
In my bedroom, I have something that acts as a VCR and like a CD player.
Mm-hmm.
I do have that.
Yeah.
I could play VHS tapes if I had to.
Yes, boy.
And we all know why he still has that.
Yeah.
Better than down in the basement, I guess.
Yeah. You bought those VHSs back in the 80s, you
don't
didn't
throw
you?
I don't throw anything out. Yeah. So
always remember
out.
To remove the tape from the VCR before she comes home.
Yeah. Make sure you rewind. All right. Let me take a break. I got more phone calls coming up. And we found our poll question. And play of the day's up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Reyes on 2-1. Taylor. Fly ball to left. And deep. And gone! Chris Taylor. A walk-off home run. The Dodgers are walking off to San Francisco.
Well done, Charlie Steiner, courtesy of AM 570, LA Sports, Dodger Radio Network. Chris Taylor, the walk-off, fourth walk-off in Dodgers postseason history. Max Muncy in 2018, Justin Turner 2017, of course, Kirk Gibson in 1988. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive. Compete against the younger guys. With M-Drive, the supplement for driven guys that supports healthy testosterone levels. Boost energy. Visit mdrivedan.com. Free shipping. 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive. You know, the sneaky part of that is you had the home run, but Cody Bellinger got on base, stole a base, and he's had a rough, rough go. You know, 2 years ago, he's MVP. He's only 26 years of age, but he's hitting below 200. Had some injury issues, confidence issues, but getting on base and keeping the inning alive was really, really important there. We'll get some phone calls here. By the way, I'm hearing from some L.A. fans who are texting me, who know me, and they're like, what are you talking about? that we'd rather have the LA Kings win than the Chargers win. Like, okay, all right, fine. I'm just saying, if you're going to pick a team, you can pick one team. You want the Dodgers to win a title? Do you want the Rams to win a title? Do you want the Lakers to win a title? Yes, McLovin.
We got a tweet. We should include the Raiders in this poll because the fan base in Vegas was all for LA the last time they played.
We were also going to put USC to win two in a row in a regular season, but that thought would be mean-spirited.
One in a row. Yeah. All right, let's see. Mo in Arizona. Hi, Mo. What's on your mind? Hey, Mo.
I called to gloat about my Dodgers. Good to see them get over that hump with the Cardinals, because the Cardinals have always had our number for some reason in the playoffs. And
Mo, are you in a submarine?
Oh, no, I'm in the bathtub.
Let's do it again another time, Mo. It felt like he was underwater. Tim in Florida. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. You hit it up. The Kings were my choice on the poll there, but I'm not an L.A. fan, but that's who I would root for. But Bolts are going for three in a row this year. That starts this next week. But I wanted to get your kind of an against the grain thing on what your thoughts are on Rays Brewers for World Series.
Oh,
I think there's something down there in the water.
Yeah, I'm going to have to let the professionals break that down.
Oh, you didn't chop up that series yet?
No, not yet. No, but Tim, I'll see if I can get professionals to break that down for you.
You're going to go in the basement and get some film?
Yeah, going to have to break it down. Get a hold of John Smoltz, you know, get some Bob Uecker on the phone, talk to Uke, you know, figure out what's going on. But the Rays are, it feels like they're the same team every year. But like they're not, the names change, but they're still, it feels like they're the same team. And, you know, they stay relevant. They don't pay anybody. And, you know, credit to them. You know, that payroll is, what, a third of what the Yankees and Dodgers spend. And they somehow make it happen. It's just nobody was going to follow them this year. Even though they were the best team in the American League East, it was Yankees and Red Sox move the needle. That's what it came down to. You got stars there, or you got tradition there. You don't really have anything with Tampa Bay. And therefore, they get lost on the national radar. Milwaukee, I thought, was sneaky good this year. I remember watching a couple of games, a weekend series that they had. And it just felt like, you know, they're one of those teams that it's been that same team for a while, or the same kind of style of play. But these are... Brewers are an interesting underdog team, or at least they feel like they're an underdog team. Tampa feels like an underdog team, and they were the best team in the American League this year, at least, you know, in the short list of best teams. I thought the White Sox had the most talent I saw. And then they hired Tony La Russa, which I didn't understand at all. And, you know, he couldn't screw it up. That's a good team. And he tried to at least a couple of times this year. You know, the Astros and the Dodgers, that's the matchup that's going to, you know, capture everybody's imagination. If you're a baseball fan, even on the periphery, that's what you want to see. Unless you have a rooting interest in somebody else. Yeah, Paul.
Two things on the Brewers. First of all, they have the best hats in baseball. Now that the Expos are gone, the Brewers hats are so legit. I'm not even a Brewers fan, but I would wear one of those hats socially. Mm. And then they've got this good pitcher named Corbin Burns, and I only remember his name because it's the same first name Corbin as the picture Fritzy took at summer camp shirtless with the other guy.
Yeah. And we never found that guy. But Todd is
the I team is still looking, just so you know that we've not given up.
Todd's there posing nipple to nipple with Corbin at a summer camp.
It was questionable. There was a lot of gossip around the old camp that day.
But it's not Corbin Burns.
It's not. And it's not Corbin Burnson from L.A. Law, the old actor.
Yeah. And Major League. He played third base. I mean, there are a lot of old guys in Major League. Like, you look back on that movie, and you're going, come on. You look like you're 45 playing third base. And that was before TB12 and pliability. I mean, these guys, they didn't look like they could get down the line. Who was the catcher?
Tom Berenger.
Yeah, he couldn't run at all.
Was he acting like he couldn't run?
I don't think he could run at all.
Because he was supposed to be old and beat up.
Yeah, but
he was selling that.
Willie Mays Hayes.
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. Like, Wesley Snipes looked like he could play a little bit. And Charlie Sheen had the athleticism. He played high school baseball. He could bring some cheese a little bit. Yes, McLevin.
Remember the pitcher who was really old and had Vaseline and everything all over his body?
He looked like he was 50. Yeah. You know, you start to cast these movies, or you wonder who's casting these movies, and we're going, yeah. And our third baseman's going to look 45. You know, it's like Robert Redford when he was in The Natural. I mean, like, that dude looks like he's about 45. I mean, he looks good at 45. And I think Redford in his 50s? When he did The Natural, was he like 51 or something, Paul?
Yeah, I think he was in his late 40s, early 50s. The actor who played the old pitcher in Major League was a guy named Chelsea Ross. He was also in Hoosiers. I got him.
He's one of the parents there, wasn't he, in Hoosiers?
Hoosiers. He was the fill-in coach before Norman Dale came to town.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And he'd be down at the barbershop, and he'd say something to Norman Dale.
He was, when he was in Major League, he would have been less than 50 years old.
Okay.
Does he look like Harris or something like that?
Yeah. Harris was his character name.
Yeah.
Major League.
Yeah. Yeah, McLovin.
I got Redford at 48 when they started shooting The Natural.
Yeah.
And he had to play a young player, too, at a certain point in the movie.
A high school guy. Didn't he? When he's out back, he'd play a high school guy.
Glenn Close.
Yeah. Glenn Close was, she was probably in her 40s as his girlfriend, I guess. Yeah, McLovin.
Still the most amazing one that we've ever had on the show is the fact that Wilford Brimley was in his 40s when he shot Cocoon 1.
He was 49 when he shot Cocoon.
He looked 89.
He did. Wilford Brimley.
You got diabetes.
You've seen that thing on Twitter where they announce that people are the same age as Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
Like when they're 50. And they show Matthew McConaughey shirtless on a beach with a headband, completely shredded. And then they show Wilford Brimley in like a stirrups.
Wilford Brimley for Quaker Oats. Good character. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? One time from the people in chat row. Listen, Dan, real quick. You guys had talked a while back about a movie called Snatch, and I had checked it out, and I watched it again. It's one of those movies that just, I mean, it's great all the way around. My question for you today, though, is this. We're almost a quarter way through the NFL season. Who is your pleasant surprise, and who is your utter disappointment this far?
All right. Thank you, Jeff. I like how he brings up Snatch, the Brad Pitt movie. It's like, I didn't know where he was going with that. We recommended that a few years ago. Brad Pitt, great. Accent as a pikey.
Periwinkle Blue Caravan.
He was great. I'll have to give that some thought there, Jeff. Biggest surprise, biggest disappointment. Coming up next hour, we will preview Rams-Seahawks. According to one of our guests coming up, one of the teams is a pretender. Also, more on what the Dodgers did last night, moving ahead to the Giants series. That's coming up. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour one. Simply Safe Home Security. Big news. Big news from my favorite home security company, wireless outdoor security cameras. That's right. Simply Safe, the system that U.S. News and World Report named Best Home Security System of 2021, just got even better. Brand new outdoor security camera engineered with all the advanced technology, and you're going to have security features that you want to keep your home and your family safe. Ultra wide, 140 degree field of view. So you keep watch over your entire yard. The resolution, it's 1080p HD resolution. 8x zoom. You can zoom in and zoom out. And also built-in spotlight, color night vision. You can keep an eye on what's going on day and night. Simple setup usually takes minutes. That's why it's called simple, but it's safe. Learn more about the new Simply Safe wireless outdoor security camera. Visit simplysafedan.com. And we're offering 20% off your entire new system. Your first month of monitoring service free when you enroll in Interactive Monitoring. Again, simplysafedan.com.